16th of March.
Year?
1988.
Okay, and what's your birthday?
November 29th, 1957.
All right, and the birthplace?
Salt Lake City.
And the county?
Salt Lake.
Okay, and the state?
Utah.
All right, and you've lived there all your life?
Except for a couple of years in Guatemala.
Okay, we'll get to that later. And your religion?
I'm a Mormon.
Now your education?
Master's degree.
All right, but tell me about your schooling. Where you went? Tell me the name of the school you went to, the elementary school, high school.
College. I went to Cottonwood Elementary School for 6 years, and then to Bonneville Junior High School,
yeah.
And then to Cottonwood High School. After that, I went to, I guess, 6 years of BYU,
okay.
Four undergraduate, two graduate.
All right, and what about your graduate work at BYU?
It was in English literature.
And did you get a degree?
Yes, it just came in the mail a couple
right.
of weeks ago.
Okay, and so you got a master's degree from BYU in English.
Yes.
What was your thesis project?
It was on three novels, on Heart of Darkness, Absalom, Absalom, and The Great Gatsby.
Okay. Now, how many generations has your family been in the county?
Oh, I'm not sure. I think it's from about 1860 on, so I guess four or five,
okay.
five, six.
All right. What now? And your occupation? Have you done any work? Have you had any full time? What kind of full time jobs have you had?
I've had a lot of part time jobs or summer jobs, things like. Working at nurseries and working for, let's see, for the Polk Directory. That was something I did one summer.
What was that?
Where you go door to door and ask people what their address is, what they do for a living, that sort of thing, for the city directory.
I see.
That was terrible.
Okay. And then you said you were...
Oh, I worked at the state mental hospital, too,
yeah.
for a couple of years.
What did you do there?
I was just an attendant, mm-hmm. which...
How was that? What kind of...
Amounted to sitting around watching TV and waiting for people to have fits. So you can tackle them.
Okay. Did you have to do that? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I almost got my jaw broken. So.
Yeah. Tell me about that.
I was standing in line. They have to stand in line to get their medicine about every 4 or 5 hours. And you have to stand there and make sure that they swallow their pills and they're not hiding it under their tongue, so you have to
that's
look under their tongue.
That's
yeah. And one of the girls walked up to me and said that one of the male patients had pinched her. So I went up and I did, you know, I wasn't going to accuse him, I just asked him. I said, you know, it's been brought to my attention that you may be a little free with your hands.
Yeah.
And he turned around, just looked at me. And the next thing I knew, I had this tremendous pain in my chin.
Is that right?
So, yeah, it was quite exciting.
Did you knock it out?
No, I didn't go down. I don't know why. I should have.
Did you? That's right, you take a punch. That's right.
No, I wish I'd gone
yeah,
down.
Yeah. You said talk about travel outside the county.
Oh, you mean...
Tell me about that Guatemala experience.
I guess it was 1977. I went on a mission for the Mormon Church for 2 years.